Well, I guess it's time to meet the humidity. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning to you.
Hey, yesterday, I know at my house anyway, boy, it was car wash rain time off and on for about 2.5 hours. Unfortunately, it only rained steadily lightly for a little while. The rest of the time, it just came down unbelievably hard and probably all ran off. But we have humidity already, and well, I guess we're waiting for the humidity to be joined by the heat tomorrow?
That's right. Not today, because today the remains of Barry in eastern PA will continue to move eastward to our south and give us some showers and maybe a thunderstorm. I don't think we'll see any thunderstorms like we did yesterday. So that's the name of the game today. That keeps the temperature pretty much in the 70s. Today, but humidity is still very, very high. After all, this is a tropical system. And then once it moves on out, the heat wave begins tomorrow. We should be in the low 90s, Saturday and Sunday, 95 to 100. Even if you go take a trip all the way down to the shore, to the beaches are going to be near 90. And as described by the National Weather Service, this is a life-threatening heat wave.
Well, I never understood the thing of going to the beach when it's hot and sunny. I'll never forget my first trip to Bermuda.
Yeah.
And it was like 85 degrees, okay, but bright sunshine. And I went out to the beach, and I had this little metal ornament that I had on a chain around my neck, and I fell asleep for about 15, 20 minutes. That's all.
Uh-oh.
I got up and I saw I was pink. Okay, so I went back to the ship. That night, and this is no lie, Pat, I woke up in my cabin, and that metal thing that was on my chest was actually still warm from the sun. I took that off. I never had a sunburn like I had then. When you're in the sand, it just, the 90 degrees seems like it adds 10 or 20 degrees.
That is correct. In fact, here's the interesting thing. I'm glad you brought that up. You said, yeah, you know, I understand. Yeah, sure. You go to the beach to keep cool, right? That is not good. In fact, anyone, I'm not just talking about young people, old people, should not expose themselves to the sun during a heat wave such as this. Why, you may ask? Because getting sunburned makes the process of heat dissipation that much hotter. Therefore, it could easily bring on heat stroke. So you could have gone to the beach. You could have been in the water all day, staying nice and cool. You get a sunburn, not a severe sunburn, but you get a sunburn. Come home at night, have dinner, go to sleep, and you could wake up in the middle of the night sick as a dog. So I recommend, you know, I detest this kind of weather. So I recommend that you limit your exposure outdoors this weekend. Check on the elderly. And even if you hydrate yourself to no one, say, well, you know what? I'm going to go outside and I'm going to go to this carnival and that carnival. And this is during the day now. We're talking, you know, peak heating time. And I'll just keep drinking. You can still wind up in trouble. So you have to limit your exposure during the day and just take it easy.
All right. So there we go. So now with that being said, I'm a person that limits his exposure every day anyway, so it doesn't much matter. But anyway, so the hot weather is coming. So that means all you carnival goers, once again, the great thing about the carnivals, they are all in the evening this week for today and tomorrow. And then Saturday is different because it's a weekend day. They'll open up during the day. But also, we've got Railroad Days activities starting this weekend. There's a lot of different things that are going on. So just be aware of the weather when you're out there. And I'll be once again out under the awning, though. Beautiful on Friday night for the opening of for the opening of Disney's Beauty and the Beast at the Sharon Playhouse. So
yeah, that's going to be a biggie. And again, there's no thunderstorms are expected Friday night. So it's going to be a warm, it's going to be a humid night. And again, just keep yourself hydrated. At least you don't have to worry about the sun. And all of that should work out. And if you go to the carnival Saturday, again, make sure you have water or iced tea on hand. And again, wear a hat. That's a great idea.
Hop on an umbrella.
Right. Or an umbrella. It is no big deal there. And just limit your exposure. I mean, you know, if you were to stay outside in the middle of a carnival from 12 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon with nothing, no shade at all, you're going to wind up getting yourself in trouble. But as long as you have like a hat, a nice hat on, or as you know, as you pointed out, Marshall, an umbrella, you duck in from time to time to little booths and things like that, you should be fine.
All right, and also for your pets, remember, if you're going to walk your pets outdoor, keep them off asphalt, keep them off pavement. If it's 100 degrees outside or 90 degrees outside, that pavement is probably 110 to 120 degrees.
Yep, and then you have Shirley, my Shirley, when I let her out to the backyard, we have a cement pavement. She goes out there and she lays there. She loves laying in the sun. And I have to literally chase her in after 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right. So that's where we stand. It's the way it all looks. So are you all set for your when are you leaving now?
Tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, how excited I am, right?
Yeah. Should be a nice ride out there in the car.
I know. I'm not driving. You know, my friend Anthony's driving. I'm not driving. And I'm working tomorrow, so I will just sleep up there because that ride is boring.
It really is.
It is the most boring. No, not the most boring. It's next to the most boring. The most boring ride is driving to Florida.
No, I think the most boring ride is driving on the New York State Thruway from Kingston to from Kingston to Buffalo. That is the most boring ride that you'll ever
that
take.
That is, okay. So we have a few boring rides here, folks.
That is the most boring ride. I mean, the highlight of the ride is Albany. That's how bad it is. How bad it is. All right. Well, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow. We'll see you. We'll follow this heat wave as it develops.
Okay. And you be cool today.
Oh, I always will. You too, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.